My son is my household. So Allah Ta'ala, see him with mercy, see him with kindness. And Allah Ta'ala's reply was, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He is not part of your household. So obviously, if you look at it in context, Nuh alayhi salam had made dua. And dua is an ibadah. So he made dua for the forgiveness of his son. But now that was a mistake in discretion. Why? Allah says, he is not of your household. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. And why is he not counted from your household? إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. His behavior and his conduct isn't right. So Allah Ta'ala groups you not just because of your lineage, but he groups you in the light of your behavior and your conduct. Conduct is right, and you're grouped with such people, your conduct and behavior, your practice is not right, then you're not grouped with the pious just because of your family lineage. So when it was brought to the attention of Nuh alayhi salam, then immediately, what was his response? His immediate response was, Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi. I ask your refuge and your protection that I've done something like this. And I need your forgiveness and your mercy all the time. Otherwise, I'll be just a total failure. So that's the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam, that they mistakes are mistakes of discretion. Is not because of passion, not because of sensual pleasure, etc. So this is the highest category, that is the Anbiya alayhi salam. Then you get a second category, and the second category of wrong is shaitanism or satanism, right? So the glaring thing in shaitan is that you do a wrong, but you don't show any remorse. Rather, you try and justify. So you commit a wrong, but you will not show any level of remorse. You're not regretful of it. You're not showing any type of remorse, but you will try and justify the wrong that you have done. So now that's pure Satanism, shaitan, right? In fact, they will do it brazenly, they will do it wrong. So all that sin that is coming at this level is Satanism. Like you see, kuffar, for them to be dating and fiancing is normal behavior. And they don't feel embarrassed, they don't feel ashamed of it, right? So that's now exactly the trait of shaitan. He commits a wrong, and when Allah has to address him, he says, in the process of justifying, he says, that ana khair, and I am superior, and Allah Ta'ala, you need to reconsider your decision. Because the junior bows down to the senior, or the other way around. So this is Satanism, where you will show no remorse for the wrong. In fact, you will try and justify the wrong that you do. Like you see it presently, in those that follow that Satanism, and you do continue doing a wrong, but you don't show any type of remorse. Right? Men mixing up with women freely, photographing, right, listening to music openly, or trying and aping the ways of kuffar, etc., their dressing, their ways, socializing with them, meeting up with them, and befriending them. So this is one type of behavior you see presently. So this is called Satanism, and this is the second category of sin. The first was the Anbiya, the second is Shaitan, right? So irrespective of the name he has, and irrespective of where he comes from, but if that behavior is like that, then he's grouped with shaitan. Because shaitan also did the same thing. He didn't show any remorse, and he tried to justify himself. And then the third category is of Bani Adam, the son of Adam alayhi salam. So he will do exactly what his father did. So if he'll try and do the right, but the day he stumbles, he slips, then he will get onto his knees and he will ask for an apology, he'll ask for the forgiveness. He won't find it difficult to ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, the Satanism is such that he will go on killing millions of people in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Vietnam and Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq. You don't go on killing people, but you still justify what you're doing. So that's pure Shaitanism. It's nothing to do with religion and nothing to do with fairness and justice. It's pure Shaitanism. So you won't show any remorse for the killings, for the murder. You won't show. In fact, you will try to justify the wrong that you are doing. Then the last category, and that is people like us, that when we commit a wrong, then we acknowledge the wrong, will not justify, will show remorse, and we'll try and amend for the wrong that we've done. We'll try and correct the wrong. We won't go on living in wrong, and we won't justify the wrong that we are doing. So that's the person that can be called the son of Adam alayhi salam, because he's following the same line and the precedent, the lesson that was set out by his father, and he's going on that line. That he's quick to ask for forgiveness. He's done a wrong, he looked at wrong things, or he said something that was incorrect, or he listened to something that he was not supposed to listen to. He understands that it's a wrong, he's regretful, he's not justifying, he's not brazen about the wrong that he's doing. Rather, he gets onto his knees and begs Allah to ask forgiveness. So, this is the person that Allah Ta'ala embraces with love, with compassion, and with forgiveness. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zambalam. The one that makes tawbah and asks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, then Allah Ta'ala wipes him out clean. He's absolutely clean. And Habibullah, he becomes the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Just because you had the heart to acknowledge, to show remorse, and to ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala likes it so much. Ghafoor Rahim. Tuhibbu al-afu. Allah Ta'ala loves you asking Him for forgiveness. Now, when we look at sins, then generally the ulama kiram, they categorize it into two categories. One is major and one is minor, right? The minor sin is not categorized as minor to give us a license to go on committing wrong. No. But rather, sometimes accidentally we just blurt out something, we just look out something, and then we come to our senses that I'm not supposed to be looking at this, I'm not supposed to be saying this, I'm not supposed to be listening to this, right? So, accidentally it happens. When it happens, Allah doesn't want us to fall into any state of despondency and despair. Alright, you made a mistake, it's a minor mistake, but we'll wipe you out in time. So this minor mistake is done occasionally, and Allah wipes you out. The hadith speaks about when he's doing wuzu the correct way, in the right way, then he's washing away his sins as well. His eyes, his ears, whatever wrong that were committed by his tongue, all are being washed out, small, minor sins, minor wrongs. Then the hadith speaks about your sins getting maafed and forgiven, one namaz to the next namaz, whatever was done in between the wrong, small, minor wrongs that have been done, Allah Pak makes it maaf. Then one Jummah to the next Jummah, whatever small mistakes and accidents have taken place, Allah wipes it out. Then one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, the minor wrongs that we've done, Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, His compassion, He makes it maaf as well. But this is not a license to commit wrong. Rather, if it's an accident, you didn't intend doing the wrong, but you just came across a situation and you fell into some wrong, and you were quick to acknowledge that Allah wipes it out. Otherwise, sin is destructive. As Fuzayl ibn Iyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, says, the more you are casual about a wrong, the more serious it becomes in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. You're doing something wrong, but you're casual, you don't take it serious, you are brazen about doing the wrong, then this becomes even more serious in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the hadith says that there are some sins for which the person is punished in the hereafter. The whole punishment process is forwarded, is postponed for the hereafter. But there are some wrongs that apart from the punishment that is carried forth in the hereafter, you get punished in this very world. Like, for example, brazenly doing wrong. The month of Ramadan, you're sitting in a coffee shop, in front of everybody you are drinking coffee, sipping coffee, as though you're doing something very great. So that's doing a wrong brazenly. Now that Allah Ta'ala disgusts them very much. So apart from the punishment that is carried forward in the hereafter, you're going to get punished here as well. Similarly, the person that is disobeying, defiant to his parents, to his elders, who he treats as the elders and is not showing any respect, he's not showing any regards to them, then For that, apart from the punishment of the hereafter, he collects his share of punishment in this world as well. And the third is about the person who is a tyrant, who is an oppressor. Apart from the punishment of the hereafter, then you get your share of punishment in this world as well. Right? And especially, the hadith says, "Uhadhirukum haqqad da'ifain." I warn you about two people. One is the woman and one is the child whose parents have died, the orphan. So the woman and the orphan child, because both of them don't have anybody to defend their rights. Woman, she's too ashamed about talking about her rights, so she remains quiet, right? And we're taking advantage over her weak nature. The child doesn't have the tongue to speak. She's not at the age where he can defend himself. And now we think that no, the child is not saying anything, and let's move on. But this is all in the records of Allah Ta'ala. A part of the punishment that is carried forward to the hereafter, you will get your fair share in this world. Any type of zulm, small or big, whether it was verbal, whether it was physical, whichever way, but the fact that you have done wrong to someone, verbal, financial, emotional, but just carrying on, zulm is carrying on, and don't think you're going to go away without any type of consequence. There's going to be some consequence that's going to come up. How it comes, when it comes, and where it comes, Allah Pak knows, but it will definitely come. So, regarding sin to be casual, very light, not worried about it, just going on, very casual about it, not showing any remorse, that's the way of shaitan. So, I explained about Fuzail ibn Iyaz, and then our ulama explained that differentiating between a minor sin and a major sin is like differentiating between a small flame of fire, small little ember, and a huge inferno. Says that the destruction that the inferno can do, the small little flame also can do an equal destruction when just put it into the bundle of your clothes and see what it'll do. That can also be inferno, it can be destructive. So don't consider the small to be small. Aisha radiallahu anha had advised her, Muawiyah radiallahu anha, says, when a person goes on committing a wrong, does wrong, initially Allah overlooks, is Ghafur Rahim, so he forgives. But you carry on and become committed or become addicted to wrong, then what happens? The people that loved you, now they begin to hate you. Now you think, hey, I had a circle of friends, and we had such a good bonding and such a good relationship, and now there's such a big distance, we're not meeting each other, why is it? So one of the basic reasons is that when you're continuing doing sin, so you are more worried about the friendship here and not concerned about snapping the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So the people that used to be your friend, now they're not your friends. They used to be looking at you with respect, they don't look at you with respect. They had a love in their hearts for you. Now that whole love is turned into a hatred. Therefore, as Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullahi says, when a person commits a wrong, then that wrong is an invitation towards disbelief. Because what it does effectively, it takes you to the ways and to the values, to the behavior of disbelievers. Because they got no scruples of Islam, no scruples of righteousness, of halal and haram, they're not concerned about it. So eventually it brings you to disbelief. So the care that we need to exercise, and then he says afterwards, that the person is only doing zikr whatever, but he's not concerned about leaving the wrong. He's not concerned about leaving. He's not taking good care of his eyes, of his tongue, of his time, the type of people that he associates with, the articles that he comes across. He's not concerned about it. Sees that his ibadat gets rejected. Because what happens here is, when he does this, when he goes on this line here, then he's shutting his doors of acceptance. So he's doing a lot, but there's a lot of wrong that he's doing as well, so he's shutting his doors to acceptance. Therefore the Quran Sharif says, بَلْرَوْنَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. When a person commits a wrong, then there is a stain on his heart, a black spot that settles on his heart. If he rubs it out, he obliterates it in time. That is wiped out completely out of the system because you followed procedure ask Allah's forgiveness, and it's blotted out, it's out of the system. But if it is that you don't blot it out, don't wipe it out, then the black spots and stains, they begin to pile up. And when they pile up, then what happens? After that, what happens? The good doesn't permeate. Now, you don't have the drive to do right. You want to do right, but there's no drive in. You want to do right, but there's no motivation. You can't get up for Fajr namaz. You can't read Isha namaz with Jamal. You can't open the Quran Sharif and recite. You don't have the heart to read Tahajjud namaz. But where it starts off with these wrongs. You're not concerned about it. So that motivation, the drive that was supposed to be in you, that gets wiped out of the system. When it gets out of the system, you don't find the drive in that. So in wrong association, wrong articles, wrong type of discussion, you will have the time. It's a wedding and everything is happening, music and photography. There your heart tastes all that. And you will cover up for yourself by saying, I don't want to break up family ties. But when Allah Pak's caller called you for Fajr namaz, when you broke it up with Allah Ta'ala, that's not a concern. This is a concern, but that caller that called you from Allah Ta'ala, that is not a concern. It means the reasoning went off. And that means that there's some stains on the heart, and they've accumulated to such a point that the good can't permeate any longer. So the right thing is then we get onto our knees, just we don't justify the wrong, acknowledge, show some remorse, and beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Thank you.